On this episode of Cubs Out Loud, the topic today is porn. What the Cubs like, dislike, things that get their rocks off, and things that make us gag. And not in that good face-fucking kind of way. Also, Ben discusses his Tumblr hacking, Robert has a new Tumblr page, and Damon is still on the fence. Our picks and more, COL 176 starts now.
Sunday, September 9th, 2012. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
One of these days, they're going to get this right. Robert.
Thanks for noticing me.
I have an 18-year-old in my bed.
That boy ain't right.
Oh, God.
What's up, the Bear Podcast? Been terminated. Like episode number 176, and I'm not here.
You're not here.
That's become kind of apparent. You just having a rough day there, Jeff?
Not really.
Okay.
It's just the day.
Today.
Yeah. It's just a sun. That's all.
Well, somebody needs to Rickroll that man.
Oh, God. Oh. Anyway,
never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Oh, great! He's rickrolling himself. That's awesome.
I'm rickrolling you guys.
Yay!
I'm the one that sang the song.
It's rickroll. I love rickrolling.
All right, so what the F did you guys do this week?
Damon, get the stopwatch ready because we already.
No. One of you else go first. I need to find my stopwatch here.
Okay, that guy's proper. What up, fucker?
Ben, eat a dick. Anyway.
I probably will shortly.
Anyway, my week was fine. Work was fine. Still trying to get over this stupid fucking cold, which came back with a vengeance. Other than that, yeah, I'm good. Ben?
That was quick. Well, besides having a hot little 18-year-old cub in my bed.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's Dalton, by the way. Yeah, not hot. It's not funny. He won't be participating. He'll just be making smart-ass comments.
Kind of like you.
Kind of like a baby version of me.
Oh, dear God, no.
Exactly. really not a lot this week. I'm kind of getting over this weird upper respiratory thing, too, that, unfortunately, I got from the cute 18-year-old cub, who says he's not cute, but Robert has seen a picture of him. Robert, do you think he's cute?
You're asking the wrong person.
You think everyone's cute?
No.
No.
You're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, because Robert likes older.
Yes.
Robert likes older, hairy, super, like grandpa, bowler bear types.
I do not like, well, okay, depends.
Had to think about that one, didn't you?
It depends on the guy.
The highlight of my week, besides talking to Robert and Eric on Skype like every other day, probably was watching my Tumblr account being hacked. We'll be talking about that later in the show.
Oh,
it kind of goes along with our theme today.
Goody.
Hey, Jeff, is the stopwatch ready? Yeah. Damon, ready, set, go.
Okay. Fuck you all. That's what I first say.
The more you say about that, the longer your time is. Go.
This week was pretty much, back to work. And then on Thursday, I went to see The Three Musketeers, a new version of it at one of our premiere theaters here. And it was okay. It was a modern arrangement or rewriting of it, retelling of it. Good points, bad points. It kind of evened out, so it was entertaining, but that was about it. Let's see. Friday went out. Friday. Friday, was Pride Night at King's Island here in Cincinnati. Yay! Pride Night is a fundraiser for our gay and lesbian center, our GLBT center. And at total, if I'm remembering correctly, 3,077 people. Wow. So, yeah. So we have the park from 6 o'clock till midnight. You know, so since there's so few people, in a sense, you can get on rides pretty easily. It's a lot of fun. For me, I had friends coming up from Louisville and spent time with them. And it's a lot of fun in regards to just getting time to hang out with each other and ride roller coasters and have a lot of fun. I'm not a big roller coaster fan, but I rode a few. Other than that, you know, got to spend time with my honey, and that was always, that's always good. Yay. Last night, Saturday, went out again, and where did we go? We went to, it was called the Cincinnati Leather Club Reunion. It was essentially meant to be there. I'm a member of the current Leather Club here in Cincinnati, but there have been plenty previous ones. And I was home by 11:30, if that says anything.
Dear God. Oh, and by the way, when are you going to let Miss Tammy flog you?
When am I going to let Miss Tammy flog me?
Yes. Hey, Chess did it. Chess let her flog him.
I would be more than happy to let Tammy flog me.
Okay, by the way, I think that needs to be our next COL video show, even though we can't do it on Google Plus Hangouts. We can tape it, put it on YouTube. I think Damon and Miss Tammy and a demonstration of a proper demonstration of flogging with commentary by Chess and Alan.
Nice.
Hey, I think that'd be one hell of a show.
Well, it'd definitely be a demonstration of something.
But I'm bump.
It's called Thinking Outside the Box.
Yeah, the reunion didn't really go so well. I think there's maybe one or two other people that were from the former clubs that were there. And I don't want to talk more about it, but it's a statement of the current state of gay and lesbian bars and in this day and age with internet and
I can answer that. They're still fabulous.
Yeah. But they're empty. So
It depends on where you go, because I'm sorry, but every time I go to Dallas, the bars in Dallas are packed.
Well,
I think that's regional. I'll just throw my 2 cents worth, and I think a lot of that's regional too.
I will say there is more to this story.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not going to talk about it
today in this forum.
Yeah.
So, did you do anything this morning, Damon?
Did I do anything this morning? No, I got breakfast.
Okay, then Jeff, he's done. How? Where did we come at?
4:20.
Huh?
I do
4:20.
Oh.
4 minutes 26.
Dun dun dun. Perfect.
So not the absolute end of it, but you know, because Damon's gone on for, especially when he's working with CNC Music Factory.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
For Christ's sakes, I had my finger just holding over that button for a long time, and then when I finally take it back, assuming I don't need it anymore, somebody says it.
That's the reason why I gave you the brief pause.
But yes, we did start rehearsals this week.
So you left something out?
Something out. I forgot. I'm sorry. We're back to everything. So... it's now part of my normal routine again, so I don't really remember it.
Like, well, that's just normal stuff.
Yeah, that's just, you know, chorus. Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
We'll eventually get the Kinks worked out sometime around our third year.
That boy ain't right.
Never have been.
Is that right?
So, yay.
So, Jeff, what's coming up this week on CL Movies?
Oh, in this reel of COL movies, we head back into the early 90s for the Broadway-inspired play turn movie Noises Off.
Ooh.
In theaters, we check out the Great Depression bootlegger drama Lawless. In trailer world, we reviewed the John C. Reilly animated joint Wreck-It Ralph. In news, there's talk of a Christmas Story official sequel.
Yeah.
We lose the incredible Michael Clark Duncan, and Sam Raimi promises that the Evil Dead remake will be well worth the wait. It's the 121st reel of COL movies, Rule 34.
Mm.
Send these guys a link to explain that, kind of.
Yeah, so, I know what Rule 34 is. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't need to be reminded.
No. Click the link, though.
Okay.
Oh,
that's you'll see why this is the reason for the title.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
You almost don't want to see it now.
No, I don't.
Oh.
That's just...
Y'all just ruined the movie
for 1,000 point score.
poor old Dalton is sitting back here going...
I don't want to see it now.
Yeah, he doesn't want to see it now.
That's not in the movie. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody's into furries and Bara. Anyways. And the fact that I know that it has a name and I know what that name is disturbing to me.
OSCAR? Oh, I'm sorry. That's my baloney. It has a first name.
These photos are getting... I really should have stopped looking at this.
And on that note...
I completely derailed the entire show.
Yes, you did.
And that's why I'm fixed to put it back on track with something creepy. This week, one more... Best of heat sinks. This week it's heat sink 2, Tonetta 777. My absolutely most hated episode of heat sinks ever.
Really?
Yes, I received so much. And people didn't rate it correctly. I have 2 likes, 3 dislikes, which you're thinking that's nothing. People sent me all these messages blasting me for getting on Tonetta. But who said talent is only well for the talented? This week we look at Canadian singing sensation Bill. I mean, Tonetta. Beware, this video was graphic, but not really, just thoroughly creepy. Heat Sinks review Tonetta 777.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember when that video came out, and you just, oh God, I couldn't even remotely click on that link.
Those big old pepperoni sized nipples. What the fuck? I do like the way Ray William Johnson reviewed it, though. He put the little moving cock in front of his junk. That enhanced it. So, did we have any feedback this week?
Not really.
Not really? What's that mean?
Well, no, there is some feedback over on Facebook, but
nothing
that we'll discuss after the show.
Uh-oh. Is it bad?
No.
No.
Oh, okay. But not for public consumption.
Yeah, but it's not really.
Since it's
better feedback, that would be interesting in the show.
I do not play with the Book of Faces, so we don't play with
each other. No one likes this there, but what's going over on Tumblr?
Okay, so no Facebook likes. That's sad. Well, this week we have one Tumblr like. Welcome to the steady decline.
Which I think is a great Tumblr name.
Yes.
Yay. And by the way, we are now going in and following on the Cubs Out Loud page. We are now actually following our followers, so you'll get to see what they're doing too.
Yay.
So check that out, cubsoutloud.tumblr.com.
Awesome.
So we had to dig deep into the topic bucket for this week. We really didn't have a whole fuck of a lot creative to talk about today. So this was one of Damon's suggestions.
This is just, and honestly, this is, it can be anything, but it has a lot to do with just, it's porn. It's
stop
porn.
Beating around the bush, Damon.
By the way, yeah. As soon as you said that, the cute little 18-year-old cub who's laying in my bed, his eyes just, woo.
Right. Porn. So it's, you know, what do you like, what you don't like, you know, what gets your rocks going, what can get your rock down.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, at it.
Okay, well, while you say that, hold on real quick. There's something I have to pull up real fast. Just because you sat there and said, well, what kind of porn? Oh, no, this, what gets your rocks off? What gets your rocks down? Well, I got...
You've got a post.
I'm horrible. Oh, I've got the post to end all motherfucking posts. If I can find it again. Actually, it was a little more recent than that, so I know it's on here.
Ah.
Oh, yes, here it is.
Uh-oh.
If this one doesn't get your rocks down and make them shrivel up into your body, nothing will.
Oh, God. Do I really want to see this?
Of course. Oh, God.
This is from the Bacchus video releasing, starring Molly with Bo Dang.
Oh, that. Oh.
Naughty and Naughty.
Oh, I remember you posting that a while ago.
Yes.
Oh.
If that doesn't, with starring Sean Connery in the back.
Oh.
If that doesn't make your nuts want to shrivel up into your body, nothing will.
Mm. Oh.
That doesn't make my nuts want to shrivel up. That just makes me want to run screaming from the building.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry. No, I'm very simple when it comes to my porn. So long as the guys have hair on their body, have hard dicks, can come, are bareback, and maybe a group session, I'm good.
So basically anything from Treasure Island Media.
Pretty much.
Well, not everything from Treasure Island
Media. Not everything.
Not everything.
But like the Dawson videos. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but something tells me Robert's probably a big fan of It's Gonna Hurt video starring Castro. Oh,
God. Actually, I can't watch them.
Really? Asshole starts-
because the guy, the bottom's acting is so bad that I just want to scream. I'm sorry. After a while, you learn to deal with it. And the screaming and the crying and the whimpering is a really, it's a gigantic turnoff. That's the reason why I can't watch bi porn with the sound on.
Oh, yeah.
He starts crying. Just use the tears as loop.
See, there you go. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no. No.
Calm down and be good with my tablet. And Josh is fucking asleep. Jesus Christ. That's the problem with having a wild 18-year-old in your home. They just go nuts because you break it quiet. That's standard rule. No, he said when they're screaming and crying, you're supposed to use their tears as lube. Don't you know that?
Yeah, no. No. That's not fun for me. It's just I find it annoying as hell, and I'm just going, oh, this is a really hot video. Two really hot guys are going at it, and all of a sudden one turns into a simpering little idiot. I'm like, fuck you. I mean, yeah, dirty language, that kind of stuff. That's hot.
Take the pain and shut the fuck up.
Take it like a man and shut the fuck up.
I also remind you, too, of the bad 80s porn. Oh, my God. You're naked. Will you please stick it in? Yeah, okay, I found a great little just quick jack-off video the other day, and I'm going to let you hear the audio.
God damn it. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I saw that video, Ben. You sent it to me.
Oh, my God.
And it's,
I mean, this kid just nonstop with the treasure, but he actually shot one hell of a load.
Yeah, he did.
But he's talking the whole time.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's just a jack off video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, delete. I mean, okay. Since it's my topic, here we go. There are several things. I think we've talked about this before. Several things in a video for me that will immediately make me stop watching. The bad acting. I mean, like really, really bad acting.
Okay, first of all, who the hell's watching
William Shatner School of Acting?
No, it's when the acting distracts from the sex. When exactly. There's like they're getting lines out for the sake of getting lines out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
On that same note, too much talking. I have.
You have enough of that at home?
No, but just I have one video from Harry and Raw that is, I guess, a Bear Film subsidiary, it's a nice three-way scene. It's going really well, but it's honestly. Shut the fuck up.
because there's one guy in there that is like, he's talking about everything. And, you know, the words that, like, we've talked about man pussy and stuff like that and things like that, where words that just distract. And that's what it is. And on top of that, for him, he is either a guy who was built and has let himself go, or he's a guy who let himself go and is trying to put more muscle back on. He's like in that weird nebulous zone.
Well, it's what I call the Marky Mark zone.
Yeah, where he's not quite.
It used to be fucking gorgeous, and then he lost it, and then he tried to put it back on, and it never came back the way it was.
Yeah, it's not. He's not quite there. But anyway, the constant talking is another one, and especially if you're just jacking yourself off, no. There is one exception. There was a Bear Films amateur. Or amateur bears, quote unquote, series. There's one guy who is fucking hot as hell. That he's specifically kind of eye fucking the camera and talking because it's his. I guess it's the way to get off, and that is the only exception because he keeps it low enough that the voice is, you know, it kind of rumbles a little bit, and that, you know, just sounds really nice to the ear. And he doesn't do it constantly. There are moments where he'll stop and he's just kind of in the moment, and that's fine. I am a Bear Films fan. I've been with them. I followed them since I really found out about bears, and that's like 2002, 2003. I have just about every single video of theirs, for ill or nil.
Yeah.
I have shoe boxes full of porn. Because what ends up happening is once you buy a video of theirs, when they put a new one up, they send you an email, and it's on sale. So, you know, I just, oh, it's okay. It's cheap. I'll buy it now. Right. There have been some misses. There have been some major misses. But overall, good enough to get me off. Like, Robert, if there's hair and usually I like the, you know, bigger bears. So that I can go for. Let's see, a nice mix of, you know, all kinds of sex, not all kinds of sex, but, you know, oral fucking, you know, the usual combination. Everyone knows that the formula. I suck you, you suck me, I rim you, you rim me, someone gets fucked, then someone comes, the other person comes, and we're done.
Right.
Yay. I will say this much, to kind of keep the topic going. What has happened now because of like XTube and OneThought, how do you guys feel about XTube and just regular guys, you know?
Okay, XTube used to be great once upon a time when it was a lot of amateur, and now it's so much let's promote paid porn sites. Things. I had a bunch of stuff on there for a long time, but for reasons I can't really go into, I stopped.
Gotcha. And I'm okay with, and that's like you said, man, one of my usual problems with XTube now is just that a lot of it has become, you know, go to this site and... You know, don't get me wrong, some of the sites are really awesome. This Bear Box, whatever it is, I would like to see it. I'm not going to pay for it at all. I would just like to see what all they have available, because it might be easier to get that the porn there than, you know, spending so much money every once in a while to do it. And what else was there? But the other thing that I have a problem with on...
Ooh, according to this, it says it will not work.
Uh-huh. On XTube is, especially in, I don't know about the bear, about other, you know, certain genres of it, but there's a lot of amateurs in, like amateurs, meaning they're selling their stuff. You have to pay to see right. their
videos. And you know, and see, that's the funny thing. I actually have had in the past, I've actually had a lot of people encourage me to go in and do a bunch of shit. Because I've seen people that look much worse than me, and they're selling their shit, and they're making a killing.
Right.
And all that good stuff. No, XTube is kind of, I think its day is kind of come and gone.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know what, I don't use XTube. I used to use it in the very beginning. Because of the simple fact that it was what I knew of. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I discover, you know, the tube sites and things like that. And, you know, I think I've got like 10 or 15 different bookmarks. I don't keep porn on my computer. I just, why bother? Oh,
by the way, we have a message from the spirit of Jeff Anderson. Jeff's with us in spirit. Jeff. Bear Box streams most Bear films, Pantheon Productions, Butch Bear, Bear Video, Mac SF, and a couple of other companies. No Harry and Raw. So.
Ah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's. But remember, though, Jeff is here with us in spirit. It was a beautiful service.
That's kind of my thing lately is Harry and Raw.
And they're fairly new. Whatever the
fuck is free. Actually,
yeah, exactly.
Right now has been the ActiveDuty.com ones. I kind of like watching some of these. It's like ever since Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed, every fucking Marine in San Diego is doing porn now.
Yeah, exactly.
Because these guys, I don't care if they aren't hairy, they're fucking military dudes. That's fucking hot.
Yeah.
There was another...
it's like, if you can hold a gun, I want to see you wank.
There's another... it's not been on for a while, but New York City...
Straight guy.
Yeah,
straight my ass.
Yeah, they have some. I mean, and it runs the gamut. Like I've seen only a few. I think people on Bruiser have posted a couple of times of like some nice looking guys. And I was on someone's Tumblr page, and they had posted, you know, photos of our animated GIFs of one guy, and he's fucking adorable. He's not a bear, but he's stocky. Oh, handsome. And it's very, like I said, it's very rare that, I mean, I like, don't get, we're cubs and bears and whatnot, and we like our bears and our hair and our fur and whatnot.
Yeah, but I like lots of other stuff too.
Yeah, but there are lots of other guys that I tend to enjoy. I've actually started finding Bulk Mail is another site now related to Bulk Mail is related to what's it called? Oh, Bigger City.
Bigger City, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I know every guy, I'm attracted to a bunch of different guys, but I think we've discussed this before. I'm just, you know, it's like once you start getting up near my size, mm-hmm. my interest kind of peaks. And then once you're past my size, I'm kind of not into it.
Where's the Price is Right losing horn?
What was that?
I said, where is the Price is Right losing horn when you need it? Sorry, you're too big to play with us. Bum, 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 bum.
Well, no, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll talk to you and, you know, be a nice guy, and I'm not going to be a bitch about it. But, you know,
you ain't listening.
I just, it's what I'm attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. There are all kinds of guys out there that I'm attracted to. But, you know, and I've met guys who were big guys, and I just look at them and go, wow, you are so fucking hot. Mm-hmm. It's just, for the most part, bigger. God, man. For the most part, most big guys aren't a turn on for me. Mm. Here, I'll send you guys the link.
Once again.
Anyway, but.
Well, the very first one.
Oh.
In the t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. I would drink. Yeah. I'm sorry. I would drink that beer from the other direction.
Yeah. This is the link I sent. Just sent the guys as my new porn Tumblr. Because I had a straight Tumblr, which is just the stuff that I thought was interesting. And I thought, well, I need a porn Tumblr because it's starting to get to the point where I'm having to reblog this shit. And so I just started a straight up porn Tumblr. And I was like, okay, now I just got to find out. Nice. And pretty much every single guy I've posted, I would fuck. I mean, there's a couple or get fucked by. There's a couple that be like, okay, you might have to get me a little drunk, but that would be part of the fun.
Yay.
yeah, speaking so of daddy, funny. there's one about halfway down the page that's, oh, ha, 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 ha.
Daddy. Spell that?
Is it the one near the truck in front of the...
Oh, no, that's... God. That's a porn star, and I can't remember his name.
I don't care what his name is.
There'll be a link to my porn Tumblr in the show notes. But no, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 rows below that. After you get past the picture of Hank Hightower in the orange background.
Oh.
Oh yeah. That's a man who I and I've seen a picture of him that was taken last year. Oh my God, he's gotten hotter. I didn't know it was possible, but he's gotten hotter.
Okay. Well, now I'm trying to get to another page and it's not letting me. Because I don't see anything past the orange, but that's okay. Oh. It's all right. Okay. I like my daddy's too.
Since we're talking about Tumblr.
Yeah.
And we're talking about porn, and we're talking about porn and Tumblr.
Yeah. So, Ben, what happened to you?
Let me tell you what happened this week. So I get, and the thing is, under normal circumstance, and I don't know if the two are related, but I got a couple. First of all, I no longer accept anonymous messages on my Tumblr. So, and my Tumblr address has changed. It's changed for several reasons. But somebody sent me, let me see if I can find it again. If it didn't get deleted, I may have deleted them already. Yeah, it looks like I did. Basically, somebody was criticizing some of the pictures I had up, sitting there stating that they looked like they were underage and this, that, and the other. And I would like to say that, for starters, if I have a picture on my site, I've made the conscious decision to reblog it or to post it to begin with.
Right.
Okay. Second of all, if I see some high school kid that looks hot and he's wearing clothes, guess what? That's legal.
Yeah.
That's all there is to it. Okay. In addition, I have never posted a picture of anybody that could be potentially confused as underage that was naked, ever.
Right.
Well, this person seemed to feel that my Tumblr was inappropriate and gave me a very, and Robert, I think I read the whole warning to Robert. Would you consider that a very strongly worded warning?
Yeah, it was pretty much, you know, I find that your stuff be, you know, your likes. And it wasn't the stuff that Ben reblogged or the stuff that Ben put up himself. It was Ben's likes.
And the thing is, I've never left the link to my likes. So.
Right. So somebody had to know something.
Mm.
And they went through, they looked at his likes, and, you know, Ben likes younger guys, and there may have been a couple of pictures which were a little iffy. And somebody decided to...
I point out, they were clothed. Therefore, not illegal.
Yeah, and so somebody decided they were going to have a bit of fun with Ben, and...
They Ben decided... hold on, I need to blow the anchor. Okay, basically, they decided to, one, hack my account. They hacked my Tumblr.
Wow.
Somehow, they was spoofed an email from Tumblr saying that my Tumblr had been removed due to TOS violations.
Oh. Right.
What they did is they changed my password, and they changed the name of my Tumblr. They changed the theme.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And me and Robert, you know...
Well, this is how it happened.
Robert discovered it.
Ben sent me a picture of this kid. Well, I say kid, I mean like he's at least 19, 20.
Gotcha.
But the thing is, he sent me this picture, and I was like, he's okay. And then I was on Tumblr. We were talking, and I was doing something on my porn one, and I went back to my dashboard, and there's the same kid. And I went, that's weird. And I asked Ben, I asked him something about his Tumblr. And... So next thing I know, Ben figured out exactly what happened.
Oh, wow.
And because it was simply because of the fact that one picture just happened. Because I'd been seeing stuff, like Ben had been sending me stuff when we talked. And I would, like, a couple, 2 hours later, would look at my Tumblr and it would be on my Tumblr going, okay, that's weird. I thought he said that his Tumblr was gone. And I was like, okay.
Because I had already created a new one.
Okay.
Right. And so, because I kept looking at this guy's name and I can never remember what it was. And I was looking at him like, this is just weird. So I thought, well, maybe I accidentally, or Ben resubscribed to me and I subscribed to him without thinking about it. And just, and so, you know, and like I said, this kid, and when I mentioned it to Ben, Ben was like, no. And then he went off and basically figured out that someone had hacked his account.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it was really interesting because Ben was just like, he was really calm at first and it was like, okay, he's fixing to blow his stack at something. And I kind of honestly couldn't say that I blame him because the simple fact that, you know, Tumblrs are there, even though they're a micro blog and even though it's porn, you've actually taken the time to go out and curate these things and, you know, figure out if it's something that you want to put up and maybe add a content and that kind of stuff. So I can understand his being a little upset. Miffed. Yeah. So
that's putting it politely. So needless to say, I wound up, I have access to a password cracker. I cracked the password.
Oh, aww, they're cute, Damon.
I know.
So needless to say, I cracked the password, got my account back, changed a name. I changed a few things on it because it's no longer, you can't go to tatdude806.tumblr.com anymore, and I'm no longer going to make that one public. However, the cubsoutloud.tumblr.com is still there and still intact. So
yeah, sweet. That's what the big thing was, is that when the person took over his account, they also took over Cubs Out Loud.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And they hadn't posted to anything to Cubs Out Loud, but still, it was like, okay.
Yeah. You know,
now we're really fucked. So, yeah, it was kind of like, okay. And I was very happy for Ben, but as Ben said, not as happy as he was. Because it was just, it was, you know, a little.
Yeah. So, our moral of the story, have a 19-digit password.
Yes, my password on Tumblr is 19 digits. It has the Euro symbol in it, has the copyright symbol, the registered trademark symbol.
So
good luck to you.
Yeah. I'm not on Tumblr. I haven't gotten there yet.
Probably will.
I know because I've been following, well, not following, but there's one guy's Tumblr that I particularly like. It's Jack for Bear, JACKFORBEAR. If I'm remembering correctly, he is I think he would be considered a cub or a chaser. We have very similar tastes, and somewhat. There's a lot of interesting. He has a lot of the artwork, drawings, and comics.
Right.
And there are a couple of these Bruno B. comics that are a little odd for my taste. Just in the sense, it's a lot of. To put it simply, it's a lot of dad son.
Yeah.
Snap talk.
No, not daddy son. It's actually, you know, the way that the comic makes it sound.
Whoops.
Is they're blood related. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Dad.
Yeah. That not so hot. No.
Just quick disclaimer, if Ben didn't look like a big enough perv earlier.
But no, daddy son, yeah, totally for that. Father son, no.
And that leads us into this week's poll.
Oh, we have a Jeffrey. Poll.
Jeffrey, I'm calling the spirit of Jeff Anderson. Jeff, can you hear me from beyond?
Come in, Jeff. come in, Jeff?
Sorry, you just, that was really quick.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know.
We covered the topic.
There's only so much you can say before.
And it does sound like Jeff is talking to us from the other side.
Really, really, really.
The vapors.
I feel the spirits around us.
Does it sound better?
Yes.
Okay. You don't sound quite as
muffled.
Other world.
Anyways,
talking.
Did someone really air their dirty laundry in public? What's the question? We only got 10 responses.
Ah.
Huh.
Not a popular poll at all. Zero said yes. 4 said no. 4 says it depends on the situation. And 2 said only if it's their own, and if it's a turn on, if it's a turn on, yes, and if it's just drama, no.
Yay!
I think that's essentially what we all said. You know, if you got a dirty jockstrap and you want to wave that fucker around, go right ahead. But you know,
really quickly, the Bruiser quote of the week. And it's directly kind of, it's not related to the topic, but it's related to dirty laundry. This comes from our good friend, Chess the Fox Bear.
Oh.
Another reason I like going to the gym ripe with no showers, I work up a sweat. The cloud of my bear funk that follows me around offends all the prissy bitches. And so I rarely have to wait long for a machine. I just stand nearby and let their snooty nostrils do the walking.
And meanwhile, you get men like me who'd be like wanting to get ever closer. If it's ode to chess, of course I'm getting closer.
Yeah, there's just something about certain guys and their funk.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but...
Yeah. There are some guys you could be like, get the fuck away from me. Like,
by the way, can I point out I've got a really cute cub laying in my bed right now?
Yeah,
you have several times.
Thank you.
Okay, just tell us to
shut up about it.
But anyway...
So do we have a poll for this week?
One of the docs.
That's new. Porn, yes, no, hell yes. You are all going to hell. I'm going to add all in there. You're going to hell.
All of
them. And other.
Yay.
I think a general consensus with most gay men is hell yes.
And you know,
but you do have some snooty, prissy, gay bitches out there that say you are going to hell.
Well, that's because they're probably a Rathugakin and they're going to hell.
Or there's probably going to be somebody saying something like, depends on the porn.
Yeah.
There are some good.
Here's the thing: is this is just porn in general. So even if you like a specific chunk, that just means yes.
Such as 90
yes. But you know, even though there's porn that you don't like, that's understandable. But
twink
just
porn.
Because, but we're talking about, do you like porn at all, or do you not like porn at all? So it's, it's the level of likeness of the porn.
So, like porn in general, yes. Okay, then you're good to go.
90 and naughty, you're going straight to hell.
Oh,
porn in general. I like, you know, like I like the bear porn. I like a little bit of that hairy and wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But I hate that twinkie ass shit. Ah.
But what about the stuff like you see on ActiveDuty.com? That stuff's fucking hot.
There was
military guys. Come on.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Yeah, but they're really smooth and too hard.
They're military. Who cares?
I know exactly. Military has the body, usually has body types that I do not enjoy.
Ah.
I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad or anything. I'm just saying
they're not what you enjoyable. Would enjoy.
Yeah.
Totally understand that.
Now I got to figure out how to put a picture to this poll.
How about using the 90 in audio?
No, do not use that picture.
Anyways.
This
that will be discussed later. In any case,
do we have any favorite porn, like specifically like bear porn stars? Just to kind of add a question to that.
No, Venice Cub.
Venice Cub, yes.
But I almost feel like Venice Cub is like the
No, I mean, yeah, he's hot. He's, I mean, yes, I would. I would never. Meatballs.
Mm-hmm. I like Ashby Red. Hobo Al.
Sounds like it doesn't sound like
many times.
Yeah. At first it sounded like Damon's, but it's Jeff's again.
But
let's see.
Ashby is, I know Ashby Red, actually. Have I met him? No, I haven't met him. But I'm friends with him on like Facebook and whatnot and blah blah blah. Super hot, super nice guy. One of my favorites actually is he's new to Harry and Raw. Tony Rivera is one of my favorites.
All right. He's got these weird blue eyes.
Who?
Tony Rivera.
Yeah.
It's like there's just something that the blueness is very sharp and to the point. I mean, you could really tell he's got blue eyes. It's just something about it. Don't get me wrong. Still, pretty good.
Yeah.
Like,
it was another. And I can't remember his name now. He's only done one. And if I find it, I will tell you. But he was super hot and perfect for my type of guy as I'm going through my videos. Keep going. There it is.
Yeah.
Junior West. Okay. On Bear Film 1, or Bear Films.
Who?
Junior West.
Oh.
He only, like I said, he only did one, but he is just fucking adorable to me.
Yeah. let's see. I'm a big fan of Hank Hightower. Samuel Colt. And there's a couple of other guys. I'm like looking at this one site now. I'm trying to find who it is. So somebody else go, because
I think we've run this one in the ground. So.
Well, it was just a simple question of who you like, if you have any favorites.
I had y'all muted for 3.5 minutes while I used the bathroom.
Well, good for you.
I think if y'all couldn't cover that.
Oh, Michael McQuaid.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And speaking of love and lust, it's that time again.
Love and lust on.
You know,
stop Craigslist, baby.
Craigslist.
I am your 5-time reigning champ. So this week, the runner up, I believe, was Robert.
Yeah, because last week I just kind of phoned it in.
Yeah, so Robert. What you got?
Okay. So, how about... Well, okay, I'll give you boys the choice. I'm going to tell you the town. No. Oh. I'm going to tell you the town, and you guys are going to pick. So, you have a choice between Wasilla, Alaska, and Anchorage, Alaska.
Ooh.
It's Alaska. It's going to be good no matter what.
I say Wasilla.
Oh, okay.
Because Anchorage is a bigger city, but the smaller cities are.
Okay, so Wasilla it is. Wasilla, J Bear, White Hispanic Stud, Men for Men, 39 Wasilla. You rock my world with your amazing head you give. You are truly talented beyond belief, but what really drives me wild is the way you make love to my always hungry hole. If you know who you are, and I hope you know who I am, I surely am the lucky one.
Oh,
yeah.
It would have been fine if he hadn't ended with that really bad quote.
Yeah. Baby, I'm the lucky one. No, you're not. It's stupid.
All righty, Damon.
Okay. Let's see. Now, this one is not necessarily bad because of the content. It is bad because, and I'm going to send a link. It is bad because of the grammar and spelling and everything else that could possibly be wrong. And it is from Huntington, West Virginia.
That's it.
So here is the link.
Hillbilly fever.
And let's see.
Still lying?
And yeah. And I will read this to the best of my ability. And try to forego as much of
God.
The yeah. I'm telling you, yeah. So, where's my Italian stallion? I'm looking for a man with initials AC. He played the guitar real, real well, and he is very handsome. We met when I was walking my kids along the creek by the park near the slip and slide day before yesterday, and he was playing some pretty good tunes, and I'm noticing my accent is coming out. He had a funny name, funny last name, and said it was Italian.
No, that would be Italian.
Italian. It made me blush a little. We had a few laughs. He said... He said he's seeing me walk my little ones with leashes round their waist reminded him of the time his friend was tied to a tree in a hurricane. I'd really like to meet him again one day and see if he wants to go to the local greenery and look at the pretty flowers. He told me he was bored and looking for some grass, so I figured if he liked grass so much, he ought to like some pretty flowers to look at instead. I hope you're out there somewhere.
Instead.
I hope you're out there somewhere reading this fuck and want to hang out with me sometime and maybe get some food or something, because you also said you were really hungry and had the munchies.
No. You had the munchies.
Munchies. Till then, you will be in my dreams.
You know what's really sad? Because I thought I was going to have the winner this week. So far, this one's wow.
I think it's Damon's.
Well, we haven't finished up with mine yet.
True.
Jeff will have to be the deciding factor in this one. Mine's straight out of Brooklyn, New York. Imagine that. Yellowish dander-filled hair. Two different sneakers, ripped jeans.
Oh.
Friday, 6:22 p.m. outside Frank's Wine and Liquors, located directly beneath the New York Film Academy. You asked me for $200 to put your stuff in storage before you turned yourself in and told me I could play with your tits. They were pretty big, and I admit I was tempted. But then that guy with the eye patch who was with you pissed his pants and just ruined the mood for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh, God. I think it's a toss-up.
Jeff?
Jeff,
you're going to vote for Dan. Calling the spirit of Jeff.
He said it. He gave it to me.
I said I was going to vote for Damon.
Okay. Yes.
Shut up and let me talk.
Or we're trying to contact the spirit from beyond.
That boy ain't right.
Yeah, that right.
Beyond the group.
So yes. So it's me this week. Thanks,
and
Ben
goes down. Ben goes down.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Had he spelled everything correctly, it probably wouldn't have been as funny.
No. But... cricks and whatnot still kind of make it funny.
And green in Italians.
Italians.
And greenery.
And greenery.
Don't forget the Munsies.
Yeah.
The Munsies. And,
did anyone else not realize that the Italian guy wanted weed?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, oh, God. He was high and he had the munchies.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. Yeah. He had the Munsies.
The Munsies.
The Munsies.
Where is Muncie? Ohio.
Indiana.
Okay.
Oh, so yay, go me. I win again.
But I'm still the reigning champ, though.
Yeah. Ben is.
Okay.
I gotta just try harder.
So on to our picks this week. I so absolutely love Bad Lip Reading, the channel on YouTube.
The what?
Bad Lip Reading.
Oh, yeah.
This one has been so much fun, including the Edward and Bella Twilight excerpt, which was drop-dead hilarious. But the best one I have found yet is a bad lip reading of Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know, entitled Kicked Your Monkey and Did Your Goat.
Oh.
And probably one of my favorite lines in this whole thing, if I can find it real quick. Here we go. The genie never got me off. And I'm glad I keyed that band. It'll make me fly when you're rubbing that thing. I'm fighting with ninja gloves. Been dreaming I could strangle you, and it felt so wonderful. The genie never dumped her load.
Oh, God.
I'm snatching you, and I'm going to change your diaper. I kissed down really low. I kicked your monkey, and then I used your goat.
God. Oh, God.
And it works. And it's the actual Gautier video with this whole different song put over. And actually, it's not too bad.
No, the it's songs, a really good lip dub.
And the song you can buy on iTunes.
Or, yeah. You can just use download MP3 add-on extension for YouTube and just rip it straight out of the video for free.
Yeah, whatever. I'm trying to be nice and not steal.
They pay me.
No, they're not paying me, but, you know, they're still artists and would like to get paid for their work.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway.
As I get paid for the 110 episodes of Generation X I did in the 90s, I'll be more than glad to start paying somebody else.
Anyway.
Anyway, so the my pick of the week is Sir Ian McKellen performs Baby Back.
This was tragic.
I mean,
I
go ahead.
I could not watch 30 seconds of it. It was so
I could not stop laughing.
It was so bad. I was just like, oh my God.
And I'm sitting there, and right after that, I watched Ian McKellen's Inside the Actor's Studio.
Oh.
So I'm going, okay, the guy's a little off, but yes. Not bad. Not bad.
A little.
But anyway, it's not actually Sir Ian McKellen. It's a no. voice actor, I'm assuming.
I couldn't. I'm sorry. Sir Ian McKellen is dead. No, he's not.
Is he not? I thought he was dead. For some reason,
no.
Still very much alive, appearing at various parade parades and being fabulous.
Yes,
there's a picture of him that was just taken like last year, floating around somewhere. But yeah, he's somebody actually measured for him. That's it, because you know there was that campaign of like people are gay, get over it. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody photoshopped into a picture of him in a red t-shirt that said some people are Gandalf and Magneto, get over it. And then they went on to make the t-shirt, actually make the t-shirt.
Nice. And,
I mean, it was just absolutely hilarious. But yeah, it's just, I couldn't stop laughing. It was just too funny. Yeah. So Damon, what's your pick?
My pick is really, we had kind of been talking a while back about Power Rangers and manga. And then recently, I think there was Dragon Con down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So I found this video. It's one of my favorite Rangers. It's how not to approach Johnny Young Bosch at a convention. It's stupid. I will admit it. It is stupid. It is meant to be mindless stupidity fun, but it's just, you know, a random, it looks like supposedly a fan who keeps approaching him and doing all these things, and he gets punched in the face.
Now which one was Johnny Young Bosch?
Johnny was the second Black Ranger,
the cute one.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's adorable, you know, first of all. And he was Power Ranger, the Mighty Morphin. He was Zeo Green and Turbo.
And the first Green and Zeo.
Yes.
And Turbo, and I think he switched over and left.
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah. No,
and then he came back during Space, and then he came back again sometime later during Operation Overdrive. They did their Once a Ranger thing. So.
Yeah. Was he in Space? I don't remember. Hmm?
Jeff's muttering to himself.
But yeah.
No,
but yeah.
He said, was he in Space? I don't remember him being in Space.
It was just one episode. He helped
right.
Carlos.
I don't remember that episode.
It was, he helped the Black Ranger, and he was in the Ranger, and his morpher was destroyed, and he used it, and using it might destroy him.
Okay.
Yeah, it's.
That's good. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to re-review In Space.
And he has also done a lot of voice acting. I think he is the voice of Ichigo in Bleach. if you're an anime fan. So, but he's a nice guy. He has a band and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like I said, it's not super awesome funny. It's just mindless, you know. It wasn't meant to be. I will say I phoned that one in. I was like, oh, let's see if I can find something fun. And this was kind of fun. Yay. All righty.
I guess that's it.
That it?
I think so.
Yeah. That was quick.
And with that, there's plenty of ways to contact us. Let us know what you think of any of these things, as well as voting our poll in the week by going over to CubsOutLoud.com, leave a comment on the blog, vote in the poll, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Pop over. You can also shoot us an email at CubsOutLoud@gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Pretty easy to remember. Follow us on Twitter at Twitter.com/CubsOutLoud. Facebook at facebook.com/CubsOutLoud, Google+, G+.2/CubsOutLoud. Also, pop over to Tumblr, follow us at CubsOutLoud.tumblr.com. Ben, where can they find you everywhere?
Bruiser Attack Cub 806, and that's it, because I ain't telling anybody where I'm at anymore. By the way, the motherfucker that hacked my account, go die in a fucking fire, bitch.
As you've made apparent on Bruiser. Theater Cub 79 on Bertha Warner Bruiser. And that should be it for now.
And you can find me as Robbie Bobby on Bruiser, or my About Me page, about.me/Robert Nomander Jones, or, you know, hit me up on the Tumblr link that's going to be in the show notes.
The sex Tumblr.
Yeah. I will respond, and I do take submissions.
Nice. I thought you were just submissive.
No, there's nothing submissive about me. What was that, Jeff?
Oh, okay, so you're a dominant bottom.
Yeah, I'm an aggressive bottom. There's a difference.
It's between but it's not a power bottom.
Power bottom, aggressive bottom.
It's kind of the same.
Kind of the same. 6 of 1, half a dozen of the other.
There you go.
So no shout-outs?
Yeah, not. Eh. I already gave
it
out. Go die in a fire, bitch.
But I do got the poll up. Hey, guys, what do you think of the picture in the poll?
Ooh, let's that. Hold on. Dun, 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 dun.
I had to find something G-rated.
Oh, you had to find something G-rated? Ah.
Or PG-rated, yeah. So, I mean, it would be really easy to find something that's, you know, the rating matter. But for this case, since we're posting also to Facebook and such, I had to be careful. Just saying.
Yeah. Good idea.
So that falls up. Pop up there. Let's see. Have we got any results? You never know on these things. No votes yet.
Give them time. Give them time.
So.
I guess that's it, everybody. Bye-bye.
Good night.